It's another day, another draft here on Splash Play. And the big question after we talked about the instant reactions yesterday, Stephon Diggs to the Texans. Why did Stephon Diggs get traded? There's an interesting athletic piece that I read this morning, actually at great length. We are, of course, already in draft room as well. The big board here, 200K to first place, draft number 46 for me on the year, April 4th, 2024. So that's everything you need to know about today. I'll be picking the 7-hole in this room, and today is a day where I, a fool, willingly told the chat that I was going to be drafting at this time period. So we'll see if we have some savvy regulars in here. Who knows? But I wanted to be nice today because I had a bunch of spots left, so why not? But it'll be a different texture to the rooms where lately we've been sneaking in on some rooms, not getting the usual regulars in them. Today we might have a few more, so those guys will be kind and generous in these draft rooms. I do think that in this draft position, we are live to do something interesting that I was thinking about before the show that I am not going to spoil yet, but just beware that I'm thinking crazy stuff. I'm thinking a real wild, unique thing, I think. Devin's at jury duty and coincidentally ended up in my draft. Oh, okay. I'm glad the people of jury duty are able to see that I actually got out of jury duty for myself because I said that I was living in New York, even though, because I still have a New York driver's license. I had said that my wife and I got separated. I'm living in New York. So that was enough to get me off the juror list forever after postponing it twice. All right, so we've got a new member, our guy Thomas. So I'll give him his flowers in a moment. But guys, strap in. You think, well, this is going to be tough. This is going to be tough if there's one particular guy left on the board. Take Jefferson, man. Just take Justin Jefferson so I don't have pangs of regret about what I want to do. Come on, Davis. Come on, Davis 410. Don't take Brees. Okay. All right, good. So he didn't take Jefferson. I'll feel okay about this. Guys, we're going to Crazy Town today. Place I call Crazy Town. We're going to try to get the full Houston Texans stack now. I think this is unique, is what I was thinking about before the show. Obviously, this is an insane thing to do, but we're in draft number 46 for me in the big board. I'm willing to try some weird stuff. I'm going to try to get Diggs. I'm going to try to get Nico on the wrap, and I'm going to try to get Tank Dell here and hopefully Stroud here. One of these guys could take Nico. That would fuck things up. But I am, of course, hoping that Nico, with the instant reactions to Diggs getting traded there, that he'll come down. I'll be able to grab him, and I could do the full three-man stack. If it doesn't hit, though, if I don't get all three, this was a bad play, really, is what this is. Doesn't, you know, I could still salvage the team and whatever, but I think this is fun. So the athletic piece that I was talking about hinted at up top, really damning for Stephon Diggs. Felt like he was seeded entirely by the Bills front office slash coaching staff slash whatever. Point being, though, here we go. I mean, I'm telling the room what it is because A, I think they would have naturally let him slide, but B, when it doesn't happen now, I can really tilt angrily because I think this is a genius play. Point being, though, really seemed like they wanted to get rid of Diggs. Seemed like they made the decision point somewhere around when he was asking off the field during the Chiefs game, which is a big revelation that I had not heard before. Basically, that's why his route count was down late. It was because of the fact that he was no longer wanting to be on the team, seemingly. Everything apparently went south after Trayvon Diggs, his brother, tweeted about getting him out of Buffalo. Come on, Mossy. Don't fucking do this. Don't anti-bit me, Mossy. Don't reverse bit me here. Don't do it. Terrence has a good question in chat that I'll answer in a moment. Mossy, there's a lot of guys on the board. There's a lot of guys on the board, Mossy. You don't have to do Nico. All right. So leg two of our parlay complete. We got two more legs left. See if we can do it. All right. So why not take Nico first? Nico's coming down. Diggs is going up. That is my bet. That's where we saw happen yesterday in the draft room, right after, of course, the trade happened. So to me, I think Diggs starts to move upwards. If I had to guess, mentioned yesterday, I think Diggs ends up at the 1-2 turn. Nico starts to come more to the 2-3 turn. Tank goes around here. I'm hoping that is the case for Tank. Of course, Tank's ADP is still reflecting decently highly, though he is down to 31, and we are at pick 31. So the hope is that Tank can align as well, and then we get old CJ Stroud at 42. All right, so let's see. All right, you're right. I'm not doing my job. Bindles, thank you for calling me out on it. Cannot rip off Thomas. Thomas, welcome to the family. Thank you for your support. Thomas is in the chat bright and early today, and that's the kind of go-getter we need in this organization and this thing of ours here. So full stereotype mode here. We're doing mafia references. What next? Mario, anyway, welcome to the family, Thomas. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Of course, you too can join down below, $4.99 a month. You get the custom emojis. You get to make me do asshole things that make my ancestors roll over in their grave. And also, of course, you get to support the show. It's Spags Rankings as well. For BBM coming out after the NFL draft. Fun blurbs to go there as well. Hat still on. It's like I keep doing the voice. It's like a curse. I have the hat on. I can't stop doing the voice. I can't keep. Anyway, I'm taking that off. All right. Josh Allen goes pick 27. Thank you. I'm the guy in the 10 hole. All right, guy in the 10 hole. Shout guy in the 10 hole. Wait, are you Chad Candles, who sounds like a Tim Robinson bit? Okay, shout out Chad Candles. Tom Chad Candles. I'm going to have to really make my brain work for that. Why is EJ Moore still going this high? I mean, he's come down enough. He was pretty reliably going at the 1-2 turn for most of the drafts that we were in on stream here. So I think he's come down enough. You can make the case he should come down a little bit more. As I've said before, I think he and Keenan Allen should meet somewhere around here. But, you know, people still like the Bears. Bears brought in Caleb Williams. All right. Leg three, guys. Leg three is complete. Tank Dell. This is exciting. I think this is unique. I think this is very unique. Somebody's going to take CJ Stroud for me for pick 42. But anyway, so what made me think about this is that I was talking about it in the Splash Play, I guess one of the Discords, either the main one or the private one just for the members yesterday, of course. You get access to sync your Discord to the YouTube channel if you're a member, and you will get that added automatically to your Discord stuff. But yeah, I think that because of the fact that Diggs, Nico, Tank, these guys all going to top 35, if that's the case, if they're all going to hit at these ADPs, that means that Stroud's probably undervalued, going pretty reliably in the 50s, you know, a lot of times in the 60s we see him go. I think that for Stroud, like, I want to make this bet because these are really great weapons. Like, I've talked about my belief in Caleb Williams getting the best weapons to hit the ground running in year one. For CJ Stroud, he's got the best weapons to hit the ground running in year two. Like, Diggs, for whatever flaws, again, that athletic piece does not paint a great light on Diggs. Also points out that Diggs had, you know, 6 worst drops in the league last year, including the key drop. No! I mean, the username is Snipes2323, so I guess, what did I expect? But that's deliberately hurtful, is what that is. Anyway, I would make bets on CJ Stroud MVP futures. I would take him in stacks where you get all three guys, because that's unique in the big board. Big board's 80%. I can believe that Snipes did this to me, but why? Why? Scum, there's just no reason for that. Really, an amazing snipe. It's fine. You know what? There's ways to please multiple masters here. You guys know. Well, actually, I was thinking about Anthony Richardson, but it feels like Lamar at pick 42 is kind of nuts, right? Or do I just make another bet in a team that I like with Chicago? Oh, man. All right, you know what? Fine. CJ Stroud versus Lamar. That's okay. If I'm rolling to week 17 with the Houston stack, that's getting the full benefit of CJ Stroud having an MVP year. In week 17, I'm comfortable taking Lamar 1-1 on him. So, okay, we'll play it that way. That could be a win. There we go. People chat right there with me. There we go. He's got a title for this video. I mean, I talked about the Diggs thing too. The Diggs thing, by the way, if you do have an athletic subscription, check it out. Actually, I don't. There's some way for me to give at like gift subscriptions to people. I would really, you know, the earlier you can getting into the athletic, I would certainly recommend. I don't know if I have my login on this computer. I guess I have it automatically in Chrome. I'm gonna see if there's some way for me to give away my gift subscriptions to the chat right now. Just because I feel like that'd be nice, right? Your account. Here we go. Share up to 5 30-day guest passes. I have to invite it via email. Oh, you know what? Here we go. Share my link. All right. Here you go. 5 athletic guest passes if you don't have the athletic and you want to read the Diggs article I talked about in the chat right now. My gift to you for being a Splash Play regular in the chat. But yeah, really a dick move. That guy went out of the way to grab Stroud. That was not the kind of thing somebody does accidentally. So if we're going to now add to the enemies list, Snipes 2-3, 2-3, officially on the enemies list, the Nixon style enemies list. That's what I have. Man, what I still think it worked out well for me. Like, I still think getting Lamar at 42 obviously would be nice if Zay had said, I'll come all the way back to me, but that's can't expect that. I'm okay with this. I still wanted to get a pretty unique grouping there of things for me, you know, with Houston overall. So we still have the bet on a Houston stack. We just need Lamar to also be good this year. That's fine. Sadly, can't get any more underdog drafts with you since they banned it in Maine. Oh, going to stream DK and Drafters. At some point, I'll move over there. You know, Drafters, it is still something where I would like to be compensated for the streams because, frankly, I get less views doing Drafters drafts than I do underdogs. So that's just, you know, the unit economics of that. DraftKings at some point I'll do, but I think DraftKings for me, when they open the big tournaments, obviously DraftKings, I don't expect to have anything until, you know, post NFL draft. But once they open their big tournament, I imagine I'll go like once a week with that too. But we'll see. I don't know, because the goal is still to do one a day, but I kind of like doing one underdog a day. So maybe there's members only streams I do off of that. I don't know. I don't know. It needs a block user option. I mean, look, there are some people that definitely reveal themselves in these draft rooms, and I would say that's one. Draft Mills. Okay. Thank you. I'll get Davis Mills the handcuff there. Really banked on some injuries for CJ Stroud. Stroud tears ACL in training camp. Davis Mills a stud all year. You guys are making a compelling argument. Like, I think the Lamar argument, the pure DFS game theory of that is fine. Because maybe somebody did have this thought that I had. Like, how do I get all three now? Let's do it. Really would have liked Mark Andrews to come back to me. I think that would have made this even better, but that's fine. Davis, I feel like the room is just kicking me while I'm down. You know what? This might be me ruin. Actually, no. Let's not ruin it. We're just making a big bet on Houston. I was going to do something crazy and take AR there is what I was going to do. Just to go like, fine, we'll have CJ Stroud versus fucking Lamar and Anthony Richardson. But we'll take Joe Mixon. We'll just complete the bet on Houston here. A bet on everything besides CJ Stroud, who goes at pick 37 for no fucking reason. Time to tilt. Yeah, look, I think I handled myself with class today. My callus is building up from that really that month run of everybody taking players I wanted and taking players that were related to me and then being bitchy with me. I think that built me up where I'm getting into my May streaming form, even though it is still April. That's the main thing is I'm trying to get myself and get you guys ready. We're getting all into shape for like when the casual people or more casual people, the people who actually have lives outside of football and best ball, when they start coming in May and June and July, that's when we're in prime shape drafting every day. That's the hope. Handling with class is not as entertaining. I gave you enough tilt. I let that guy hurt my brain just enough. It's just like, it's not good for his team either. Like, it's just, anyway, his team is ass. I hate his team. I hate Snipes 2-3-2-3. They got next to you to suck Mahomes. Okay, yeah, that's right. Adam's ADW. That's actually why I let the chat into the room today as well, was because Adam was here. So lesson learned. Never tell the chat I'm going to do a draft. I'll be fully jaded on feeling in no time. Look, you know, we got a nice bet on Houston here. Having Lamar works out well. I'm okay with the start. McLaurin at 63. I just don't get why he's going that way, man. He has such a great outcome for himself coming up. Interesting wide receiver picks here that we can go with. I am happily going to gobble up. Call me Pac-Man. Waka, 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 waka. I'm taking fucking Brian Thomas for the millionth time, I feel like. Brian Thomas, Athletic, also had a mock draft out today. Hopefully, I assume five people already grabbed that Athletic link. If you haven't yet, check it out. Somebody let me know, by the way, if you go and it's maxed out, because that'd be cool. It'd be cool if I instantly gave away five Athletic memberships. But yeah, point being for them, they had another mock draft this morning. Talk about Brian Thomas Jr. and also like talking to coaches about it, which was kind of interesting because one of the quotes out there was, it was from like a competitive Pac-12 coach. And it was clearly the guy who's the offensive coordinator for Seattle now, Ryan Grubbs, talking about how he thinks that Michael Penix is better than Caleb Williams. And I'm like, that was very, like, it was very pronouncedly a thing that frankly, I don't think anybody else would say or should say. But they also in that draft talked about Brian Thomas and mentioned his limited route tree kind of being an issue and how like that's really the biggest thing on him. But that's still a freak athlete who knows football really well. I think that the expectation is he'll get better with his route tree, but I think we want to point to the flaws of Brian Thomas's game. The fact that he wasn't a great target per route run guy, as I've talked about enough on here, being a 23% rate guy compared to Malik Nabers being at 31%. You know, Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson, when they were together, they were in like the 27% range each, I guess like 25 to 27% range. So like you want to see those guys be closer to even. Brian Thomas couldn't earn, you know, targets at that rate, which tells you he's not as good of a route runner. But the fact that he's aware of that being a weakness in his game, and you know, or that they're aware of it, I think the hope is that he can get there more. And one of his big outs is going to Buffalo. So like, it's possible that we have the win side of Houston here and the win side of Buffalo, which Brian Thomas being better than Gabe Davis, I think is, I would say, not a lock, but as bad of a lock as it could be for me. Him being better than Diggs, if you can expand that route tree, it's there. Pat Corain advocates for the please snipe me, bro approach. I mean, yeah, I get it. It makes you more unique. I think getting Lamar here, that gave us a nice little DFS wrinkle. And that's one, too, where you don't have to have like the best game theory brain in the world to understand that CJ Stroud versus Lamar, like even if people are getting these Stroud triple stacks for this next, you know, 20% of entries that are coming in the big board. And I don't think they will. I think because people are going to naturally have Diggs here, they're going to have Nico here. I think these Diggs, Nico, Tank combos are going to be rare. But if they happen, they're probably getting him with Stroud because there isn't going to be an asshole taking the guy for no reason at pick 37. Brian Thomas, round six in Buffalo definitely feels okay. I agree. Look, Brian Thomas has a lot of good outs that are potentially coming up for him. So we lost out on Mark Andrews. So now we're getting the ultra game theory that we're going to. I think that Brock Bowers should be above Evan Engram. Really positive reviews as well for Brock Bowers. Some of the mock draft stuff again. This is what I read this morning, so it's top of mind. I apologize for citing the same things a little bit too heavily. But Brock Bowers, you know, the after catch stuff in particular with him, he got mocked to the Jets in that one. But coach is talking about his ability to break a play out of nothing, to get the yak, to also be better after the catch than even visually you would see, where he's just faster and a more violent runner than people get credit for. That's what I want to hear people talk about Brock Bowers, who already analytically looks so great. And I guess we don't talk about the tight end metrics too much because I'm always looking up wide receivers, always looking up QBs, and sometimes running backs on here. But for Brock Bowers last year, 0.524 EPA per target, which is, you know, just shy of a Brian Thomas, just shy of, I guess, of Nabers as well. He also earned targets, 32% target per out run rate, 0.48 EPA under 10 air yards, 0.56 EPA past the sticks, 10 to 20 air yards, and a 0.59 EPA, which, you know, could be better downfield, but still good enough. The point is he adds value at every level. So Brock Bowers gets targets at a high rate. I think got red zone targets at a good rate too. Yeah. 1.6 red zone targets a game, 0.4 per game inside the 10 yard line. Like, he's going to get that work. And he's definitely better than a Michael Mayer too, I would say, who had kind of earned targets at a similar rate, but, you know, came in with a little bit less juice. Brock's a freak. Bowers to the Jets is fun-ish. I know I've talked about it, I feel like, every video. I just don't get how Garrett Wilson's not coming down at all. And I've heard people talk about this on social media too, but you had Mike Williams, you have this looming Brock Bowers threat. If people think Breece Hall is going to do what he did last year, that means there's going to be, you know, Breece needs to be getting 5+ targets, if not upwards of 10 targets a game. So like, for all these bets that are going on with the Jets, like, how does Wilson just not come down at all? I don't think it makes sense. And if Bowers goes to the Jets, like, Wilson should probably go down around. And I don't know. People love Garrett Wilson, man. People really love Garrett Wilson. All right, we're on the clock here. Good pocket for running backs. Tony Pollard getting that timeshare coming up with Tyjae Spears. Mostert is really, I think, my preferred pick right here, and I'm just going to keep riding that. I think we're going to hit wide receiver pockets later, so I'm going to try to target that. And again, really happy to take any receiver, any rookie receiver coming in the hope that they go to Buffalo. So Brian Thomas being one of those guys, you know, we have our Leggetts, our Lads coming up later. Those guys will be fine too. Do I think Diggs will outperform Wilson? Yeah, I do. I think that entire Houston offense is going up. It's, to me, this is going to be one of those video game years where we have a team. The way they're setting up, again, it's like, it's good coaching. It's knowing what worked for you and then pivoting towards what worked, where they did have that pass rate coming up down the stretch last year. It's adding more weapons that are getting more signal to say that we're going to pass and we're going to blow teams off the field. And that defense is going to get better too, because D'Amico Ryans is there. Like, they, you know, they improved enough. Not a great defense, but they were middle of the pack defense. So, you know, the risk is that at some point, like, they go the Mahomes way where you don't want to throw for 400 yards. You want to let the defense control things and you get more efficient. For Stroud, though, it's like, this is prove it time. This is where you are earning your medal. And I think he can, set records. Like, I would actually put that in the ether right now. I think he can be a record setting QB in year two with the weapons they've given to him. And the fact that we saw so much in year one with, I really just don't believe that the core was that good. I think that Tank's good. Nico, to me, we saw what he was for two straight years. I know you could point at QB play, but yeah, he went to like tremendous QB play from like, you know, below average QB play. So I think it's all Stroud, and I think he's going to find a way where these guys are all, I mean, they're going to be easy 1,000-yard receivers, I'd say. But to me, I think they can be, you know, they can be their best years and combine them together. Mostert scored 21 TDs. Yes, that's why I'm happy to grab him right here at pick 90. Mostert, look, I don't expect him to score that many this year, but if he gets me 15, as I've talked about enough here, I think even if Achane flips him, we're talking 60-40. We're not talking dead to the world, and I think it's more likely it's like 50-50 as long as Mostert could stay healthy. So I'm happy to make that bet. Curtis Samuel. Yeah, Curtis Samuel goes at 99 here, so he is getting steamed up like we expected he would. And this is from Starkindler too, a guy who we talk about, a savvy drafter. So he's going up and getting him. Browns fan. I didn't know that Jaden here is a Browns fan, but if I'm a Browns fan and if A-Rod stay healthy with the D, I don't see how they don't win the division. I guess to me, the whole thing with the Jets is like, they have to be really good. And then Buffalo has to get worse and Miami has to get worse and New England has to not improve. And those are a lot of things that I don't have all the faith in. Okay. We can make the case to keep going running back here because we got this bet on Houston, and we're just kind of saying that Houston's going to ping pong for us good weeks. I don't take a lot of Eckler. I also miss out on Trey Benson a lot, and I'm going to correct that today. Would not have minded Njoku as well, but I don't think I need tight end as much as I could really cement running back here. Yeah, Mossy takes Njoku. I can't believe that Snipes just took like an unstacked Stroud. Like, Snipes just really did that just to snipe me. That is an incredible commitment to poor drafting. Unbelievable. Strong take on Stroud. Awesome. I believe it very much. When great players have their team committed to making them the best version of themselves, like, that to me is optimal football. And like you guys know, like, I like quarterbacks that are great passers. Obviously, you know, if Stroud ran 10 times a game and was a beast, like, he'd be my perfect quarterback. But like, I've been on him since he was coming out. Like, I thought he was a guy that should have gone to Carolina last year. And I had actually drafted that a lot in the hopes that logic would prevail. Because AR, I got, you know, the case for him not going number one, a little bit raw. For Stroud, it was just like the way he performed in college, and I think made everybody better around him, even though he had great talent. I think that's going to translate. So I would take, look, every Houston future possible. Like, I'm not a big futures better guy, but I would take him on Houston. I imagine that the Super Bowl odds and all that have not caught up enough. And granted, it's tough to make that leap, but they were just in the playoffs last year. So I do believe a lot of times that young teams kind of have to have that thing that I always stuck with me as a kid is Michael Jordan having to overcome the Pistons in the playoffs. And it was like, Pistons beat their ass for 2 years. And then what happened is Michael finally overcame them. That's when he went on the run of 3 straight championships. Like, I think that maybe Houston hasn't had that moment yet. And you know, Josh Allen's never had that moment. Like, Joe Burrow had that moment, but then didn't win the Super Bowl. I think you maybe have to overcome Mahomes one-on-one, and maybe that doesn't happen this year. But I think for the regular season, like, I think they could set records personally. 1-3-4-1 here. Certain point, we're gonna have to go back to receiver, and there are some fun receivers on the board, especially if you want to play some Buffalo outcomes. Though I do think Lockett's undervalued. Kind of surprised that Zach Moss is floating around in this room. I think that he's an okay pick, but I'm actually going to go up and get Troy Franklin today. To me, for Troy Franklin, again, we're playing Brian Thomas. Maybe he goes to Buffalo. Troy Franklin, discount Brian Thomas, basically, who better target earner, but was at Oregon, which was a very efficient offense in a way that might be hard to duplicate as a pro. But you guys know I love Troy Franklin. His ADP is now down to 120. I can get him at a reasonable 114, and I'm happy to do it. I think we're not done necessarily with the Buffalo replacement hunting. Only way he doesn't put up record numbers is if Joe Mixon has his best career season, which I think those things can happen. It really comes down to, like, is Houston going to be a team that's willing to put 40 on somebody? And I kind of think they are. I think we saw they're willing to be that. So I think Mixon's going to have some big days. I think we're going to see days where it's like Stroud and the guys got there and it's like 3/4 of production. But I very much believe in that outcome, but we'll see. You know, there's a lot of time. See how the reports come out. Ladd McConkey goes here. I would have been happy to entertain Ladd at pick 127. I'm sure our guy Adam would have probably considered taking him at 125 as well. But Ladd now going at 119 here. And frankly, I get it. Think he's going to get the draft capital now. So I'm there. No. Yeah. I would have taken Ladd, but I know you were going to get him before me anyway. Do you like Moss or Brown for Cincy? I think both have their merits. I prefer Brown a little bit more, but I think they're both very solid plays in an offense that is going to be better. And then Mixon just leaves a lot of production behind. But I think there's opportunity for both. I think Chase Brown being the pass catching back, we saw Mixon have some great outlier days as a pass catcher. Chase Brown is a better version of him in terms of the pass game. So I think that looks good. And for Zach Moss, I imagine he's going to be the sledgehammer goal line back. So if we're going to talk Mixon, like Mixon's vacating. Mixon is vacating 3.5 red zone rushes a game, 2.2 of which are inside the 5-yard line. Yeah, those are pretty nuts numbers for Joe Mixon. Troy Franklin is a decoy Oregon wide receivers don't translate. That doesn't mean anything. He contributed at a very high analytic level. Troy Franklin, one of my favorites, of course, in terms of the EPA metrics and all that last year. Troy Franklin had a top, I guess not top of the class. Taj Washington was a little better, but a 0.7 EPA per target, which is batshit. 31% target route run rate, also top of the class level, right next to Malik Nabers. Downfield in terms of the EPA, 1.8 deep targets a game, a 1.2 EPA there. So a little bit behind Nabers and Harrison. You know, like Franklin's a beast. We'll see if he gets the draft capital enough to go there. I only believe so many guys can get great spots in this class, but I think he can be one. I don't have correlation with Washington right now, but I am getting a little bit QB'd out. And of course, we got sniped on CJ Stroud. So I'm going to go Jaden Daniels in our somebody's got to beat CJ Stroud in week 17 bet. And I think Jaden can be a guy that does it. Team so far have not been doing a good job giving my team a read. I apologize to the audio listeners. Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels at QB, at running back, Joe Mixon, Raheem Mostert, and Trey Benson. Wide receiver, we got the Houston triple. Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and of course, Brian Thomas, Troy Franklin, the rookies that I like the most. And Brock Bowers, the tight end rookie I like the most. Got to tell you guys, I think this team fucks. I think we did something unique here. Happy to have it. Decoy can get wide open down the field for some spike weeks. I am buying. Yeah. For me, Troy Franklin, if he's your wide receiver 5, that's fine. If he's your wide receiver 6, even better. But where he's going right now, man, he is, ooh, daddy. Honestly, Trey Palmer, like, is a guy that did not get a good run out last year, despite being a good outside receiver, like, didn't get the draft capital, ended up playing out of the slot a little bit more than he probably should have as a guy who was one of the better out wide receivers in that class. And he still had some spike weeks. And I think that, you know, Troy Franklin's going to probably land somewhere where there's a pathway to a starting job. And if not, I think he's probably going to be getting at least like a Quentin Johnston level of routes. And he's a lot better player than Quentin Johnston and a lot better, you know, downfield player as well. So I think Troy Franklin to me, man, just still very much there. Chuck, an audio listener today came a little while working. Thank you. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear you're working hard and coming at the same time. And this team fucks gently and all night long with multiple crescendos. Thank you so much. Some deep strokes for this team. Should I know Daniels will be coming back to me? Sorry, I needed the QB too. And again, we got to beat CJ Stroud. That's the DFS of it that we got to make sure to keep in mind. Jalen Wright loosely linked right now to the Rams to be the guy that comes in to take some pressure off of Jaden Daniels is interesting. Jahan Dotson could be our correlation with theoretical Jaden Daniels, which I don't mind. I think we can get wide receiver later, though. I am a Jerome Ford guy. We all know that. And I'm going to go Jerome Ford here. Just think I can dance around wide receiver later. I don't think I can do that with running back. Running back dries up pretty fast and aggressively. And that's not for me. But yeah, so anyway, what else about Stephon Diggs today? Because I feel like it's the title of the video. People come in. Talked about it earlier. Big athletic profile on Stephon Diggs. If you guys are tuning in a little bit later, worth checking out because it really does kind of paint the picture of sources talking directly from Buffalo, seemingly, about how bad Diggs was. And also something that happened earlier in the year, which kind of got, I guess, swept under the rug. But when there was the on-mic team member from Buffalo that got caught bitching about Diggs and how difficult he was to work with, basically the article also goes back and is like, yeah, the team's like felt that way and that they let Diggs go off on her, even though like she was right. So just like a bad kind of toxic scene, which was the concern for Buffalo. I still think that buying Diggs, like where you bought him, you had two possible outs there. You had the out of him coming back to Buffalo, and then they kind of had to go out of their way to make him happy, which I thought was was a perfectly viable one. But with Diggs now, I mean, I took him today in this draft while trying to get the Houston triple stack. Diggs is going to come up around here, and I think that's okay. I think he should be. He's a more talented, more well-rounded receiver than Nico Collins, in my estimation. And CJ Stroud is going to make him the best version of himself. And I think we're also going to get the year one Diggs bump where he's just happy to be out of there. And then maybe year two, year three, maybe we end up at the same spot again. But maybe just that offense is good enough to keep him happy. And that's my hope. I made a lot of big takes today. I've already made my claim for Houston being world's better and CJ Stroud being an MVP candidate. Actually curious, MVP odds, NFL. See if I could find this before the next pick comes up. Stroud is out now at number four, plus 1,000. And of course on DraftKings plus 900. I'd take that bet now because I don't think the bet's going to get cheaper, but man, that's a steep rise for Stroud. The price already baked in there. Where'd Franklin go? Where he has more value than Lockett or Mike Williams? I mean, there's still the rumors that Kansas City could take another guy who is a Hollywood Brown type to compete for that job a little bit more. That's on the table. Buffalo, as we talked about, Buffalo's on the table for any of these guys. They need more downfield kind of stretchers, and there's only, again, four or five of them in the draft, really. It's Marvin Harrison. It's going to be a guy. Oh, man, Leggett went. That's a bummer. Would have liked to get Leggett to cap the wide receiver room. It's Troy Franklin. It's Adonai Mitchell. And it's Romo Dunze, and they're not going to have access to a couple of those guys. We have a 2-4-5-1 here. Is there any correlation I really want to get? Again, running back is going to get ugly fast, so my brain does keep going running back. Marshawn Lloyd can have a good outcome. Do you like Ty Chandler? Really nothing here that correlates to a bet we're trying to make. I'm going to go Marshawn Lloyd. I feel like I've been letting him get away from me in some of these rooms lately. But I like Marshawn Lloyd a lot, as I talked about. He is one of the guys that actually worked out well compared to the Audric Estime and Bucky Irving athletic profiles. But Marshawn Lloyd, been taking him since 200s or 210s. Happy to take him in the 150s still. We got Lamar, Jaden Daniels at QB, Joe Mixon, Raheem Mostert, Trey Benson, Jerome Ford, Marshawn Lloyd. Probably two of the best running back landing spots of the rookie class. Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Brian Thomas Jr., Troy Franklin, Brock Bowers. Getting similar types here to go with my Houston core. I like the way that this team works in terms of, like, we have this concentrated bet that I believe a lot in Houston. Houston passing offense gets there, carries Mixon with it for X amount of touchdown games. We're getting some Miami offense as well that way. And we just have spike week rookies coming in and the highest ceiling and floor rookie coming in. So this team, to me, hits a lot of notes that I'm happy to get. But it would have made more sense to have Stroud, but it didn't happen. Very Jameson Williams-y without the pedigree. I mean, I don't know. Troy Franklin's a much better EPA receiver. Obviously, Jameson played tougher competition. Jameson had merits too, but not every player is going to hit. I don't know. Looking at micro stuff and trying to make macro things from that is not the best approach. But that's, Terrence, that's where we've argued in the past. So I think I'll lay off of it for you. But you know how I feel about it. The Bucs have shown interest in Marshawn Lloyd. Oh boy, that would be awful for Rashad White. That would be really, that's a spot where he from day one will be better in the pass game for Rashad White. So you're going to take things that really led to Rashad week, spike weeks away. And then also, frankly, he's a better rusher than Rashad White as well. That would be woof. That'd be a tough outcome for Rashad White. I told you guys yesterday, I'm not taking Rashad White at ADP very much. And I'm happy to continue not doing that. I think he is overpriced for a role that was getting out of his fingertips at the end of last year, let alone going into this year. All right, we have a 2-5-5-1 here. Again, I'm more confident in my ability to get wide receiver, some value there late than I am running back. And Kendre Miller still being here. I was thinking about taking him with that last pick. I'm going to get pretty close to locking down my RB room here with Kendre Miller. Give the team a read here. Lamar, Jaden Daniels at QB because we have to beat CJ Stroud because we got sniped on our CJ Stroud efforts to get the triple stack, the new triple stack for Houston. Joe Mixon, Raheem Mostert, Trey Benson, Jerome Ford, Marshawn Lloyd, and Kendre Miller at running back. Wide receiver, again, that Houston triple. Reached for Stephon Diggs, would make sure to get him, Nico, and Tank. Got Brian Thomas and Troy Franklin as well, two guys who can fill the vacancies in Buffalo. And then Brock Bowers, the tight end, who we assume is going to the Jets, and then maybe we got some Buffalo Jets Week 17 correlation if we really want to play 8D chess. Yeah, I mean, you're debating Jameson Williams now. Yeah, Jameson tore his ACL, the gambling outcome. Look, I think Jameson Williams deserves a good amount of grace for the stuff that didn't work his way, but I'm not a big Jameson Williams believer, but he showed flashes at the end of last year, and not the recency bias part of that, but I think that was kind of growth in him and also trusting him to get more routes. And they've given the signal about him, you know, wanting to get him more routes. And now Josh Reynolds is gone, and they probably don't have the room to really get a good replacement in unless you take a high octane rookie, which for Detroit is possible, because Detroit is, as we saw last year when they got Gibbs, they want to win now, and they're willing to go and get the guys who are going to help them win now. And honestly, Detroit might be live for one of these receivers, and nobody's thinking about that. But losing Josh Reynolds, like, what if they take Ladd McConkey, kind of duplicative of Monroe St. Brown? What if they take Brian Thomas, and then you have Jameson Williams and Brian Thomas running streaks and a Monroe and Laporta underneath, or Laporta? Like, there's a lot of things Detroit can do that would fuck up ADPs, but it could be very fun offensively that I have not thought about before. But I think we saw last year, like, I would not be shocked if Detroit went for one more big offensive piece. I don't know. Falls to the wide receiver. Yeah, if he's wide receiver two, it's great. But I would not rule out somebody competing with him. And then you still have Jameson Williams getting routes, but that might be like the, oof. God, if you have two field stretchers and a Monra underneath, and then you could just want to run the ball, like, you just really could do everything Detroit wants to do if they went that route. Do some weird shit like draft Bowers. I mean, that would be insane. But they do like two tight end sets, so maybe. Flat out bringing the take. I guess I am. It's a take-heavy day here on the show. It's not, you know, like, I'm normally pretty level about the stuff. I understand the probabilistic range of outcomes with anything we talk about in best ball especially. But yeah, I got some takes. 2651 here. So again, we got to go back to wide receiver. We can go... Rashad Bateman, come on down. Again, we're just playing for low-owned Lamar, so that's fine. I'm not a big Rashad Bateman believer, but Zay Jones not doing it for me. Malachi Corley would be fine, but we're going to go Bateman for that first pick. Thank you. Left him for me. How kind of you to give me the Rashad Bateman bomber man bomb. I guess it could be. That might be it. It might be the tilt of losing C.J. Stroud. It's making me hot take it. But that's also why, too, like, when that guy took C.J. Stroud for me at pick 37, it really hurt, because it's like, I believe a lot in C.J. Stroud, man. I think C.J. Stroud, like, makes the leap in a huge way, and I was happy to see him overcome all the testing bullshit last year, because, like, I looked at the numbers, was like, I don't see how this guy can fail, and, like, it's for him to have that year feels very good about that. For he and AR to have the years they had, obviously, I'm feeling a heater there, but, you know, rookie QBs are going to be rookie QBs, so hopefully I can pinpoint some guys this year that are as good. And I will say, you know, the one failing I had last year was I didn't treat Nico like an important part of that offense. Like, I just kind of let Nico get by me, even though I did believe in Stroud and ended up, I think, a little bit over double the field on DraftKings, and definitely double the field on underdog on Stroud. So this year, it's like I'm trying to take those lessons to heart. And for me with Caleb Williams, it would be the same thing, where you do have to pay that premium for Moore and Allen, but you got to get him if you're going to believe in Caleb as a rookie. Same thing for Jaden Daniels. Adam hates his team. Sure. Hate paying taxes. Sure. Likely a good tight end too, but Snipes is just doing this deliberately. So, like, Snipes, if you're watching the stream, be a better person. This is not fun. Like, why? But, like, now they're doing it again. Somebody mentions Likely in the chat and they take Likely after doing the Stroud thing. Asshole behavior here by a guy who took three QBs after taking CJ Stroud. Like, why? Why waste your $10? Like, what? Do you not have nothing better to do with your life? Unbelievable. 2661 here. Oh boy, Tyler Conklin's here. We can really lock down the potential Jets tight ends. I'm going to make up later at tight end, I think. get Noah Brown too. Just really overstack Houston. Noah Brown's probably got to come down more. I'm going to take Tez Walker. Tez Walker, another guy who can go cheaply to Buffalo, be an outside receiver, stretches the field. Trolls are weird, wired different. They are wired different. It's just, you know, look, I'm never going to get it. I just wish people can find other things that bring them joy. That's really what I would advocate for. This is what brings me joy. So somebody coming in to try to make that worse for you is like, it's just a bummer thing, but obviously the community here is stronger. And look, guys, you know, I keep showing up and doing the work here, even when we have bullshit like that guy in the 12 hole. So please do subscribe here down below. Of course, Splash Play on that march to 4K subs, to 5K subs, 10K subs, million K subs. The the sky's the limit here as long as we keep doing the work, right? So that's what we're going to do here every day. We're going to talk about football. I'm going to try to land on well-reasoned takes and bring them to you. And, you know, I think that's what we've done today especially. So hit that like button. Leave a comment after the fact, even if it's just an emoji. Helps out the YouTube algorithm, but please do subscribe. And, of course, Splash Play or promo code Splash on Underdog. Double your deposit. Underdog right now if you want to play in this big board. If you want to go on the big board just to ruin my teams, then don't do that. Even if you want to give me a CPA, don't do that. But go use promo code Splash on there. And of course, probably is my baby, the sports betting app that will change your life in sports betting, will make you a winner. Of course, we've had record days for some people out there where they've hit 14 out of 17 bets, 15 out of 17 bets. But obviously, you know, it's still betting. That's the main thing there. But the best thing you can do for yourself using market data from the winningest sportsbooks around the world. So check it out. Promo code Splash will save you 50% at probably.com/subscribe. And of course, a 7-day free trial on the App Store. If you go to the App Store as well, 5 stars and a review for Probably, you'll be entered to win a guest hosting spot on Splash Play that I'll be drawing in sometime in the next 2 weeks. So you could be like Chunk here, did a great job on Friday. Please show butthole for my like. Thank you for that. Liked and subscribed. Come on, y'all. What are we doing here? Like and subscribe, D-Gens. So I didn't have to show butthole for these guys, Tyler. So I think we're doing okay. Yeah, love a good risk-free. Yeah, you know, probably risk-free. No, it's to be clear, there's risk in everything. There's risk in actual investments, guys. It's all on a sliding scale, though. All right, Tez Walker on my roster. Happy with that. Tez, great athlete. Definitely benefited from, I say it every time I talk about Tez Walker, definitely benefited from Drake May's willingness to chuck the ball downfield, the highest rate of all the QBs coming in as rookies right now. But that said, Tez Walker being a freak athlete and a guy who we've seen earn big air yards, I'm happy to be there. Chung saying had a blast of the stream, suggest everyone get their reviews. And yeah, it's that easy, guys. Just that easy. We'll spin the wheel again and we'll see who comes up and book them for April. We'll see who the April Fool is who comes on the stream. We got nothing really too exciting. I can just take Noah Brown for free now just to really make sure that that guy gets no correlation with CJ Stroud. Not that he seems to care about correlation or logic, but I'm going to take Noah Brown too. It's just that kind of day. Man, when Houston goes off, though, this team is going to have a lot of fun that if Houston does have a couple weeks where they throw for fucking 400 yards, 4 touchdowns. Not going to have great days at QB then. I'll have to rely on old Lamar and Jane Daniels. Won't have correlation like you're supposed to have, but we survive. GR review and probably. I've not seen an update yet, but it does take a while in the App Store sometimes. Actually, bananas fucking thing on the App Store. So if it's any of you guys in the chat, shout out to you guys if you are the people who have signed up. Our highest earning day today, or actually I guess yesterday, for probably, which we don't know until a day later because the App Store stuff doesn't update in real time. It updates like 24 hours later. It updates in the morning after. Highest earning day we've had for probably. So things are looking up there. I'm hoping, guys. The better things are for probably, the better they are for Splash Play, because I can dedicate my attention to both things, and that's been the goal. Let's see. Hyatt, baby. Hey, Jalen Hyatt, I don't mind the bet. Some things leaking, by the way, including that athletic mock draft. Romo Dunze to the Giants apparently wanted that downfield receiver. Obviously, they've had the... What? This guy's taking another QB? Just... What? Like, what? Why? Is this collusion? Is this both somebody wanting to ruin drafts and collude? They have 4 wide receivers, just drafted their 5th. They have 4 QBs. Just awful teams. This is what you don't do, guys. In addition to the toxic part of taking players from me multiple times that they've been mentioned on stream, just drafting stupidly as well is not a good look. Hyatt kind of reminds me of Brian Thomas. No, don't do that. Hyatt played in a video game offense, was running fucking bullshit routes to Tennessee. Brian Thomas won against guys 1-on-1, won against guys 2-on-1, and beat like a corner and a safety on plays. Like, I do, ooh, that offends me as much as the Jake Locker Bo Nix comparison. That's not it. Brian Thomas can get shit done. He is a man. Jalen Hyatt's a slender little boy who, if you get him in open space, he'll run downfield. 2681 here. We do need obviously some more tight ends at some point. I was kind of hoping Noah Fant would keep kicking around. That one is completely sailed on us. I mean, Jalen Hyatt kicking around here for a wide receiver 9 might not be the worst. But I feel like I got to take a tight end at some point. We're going to make a bet that the Bengals don't upgrade a tight end in the rookie class. We'll take Mike Gesicki here. And I think I'm still live for a third tight end, which maybe an old favorite will come into play here. Let's give the team a read because I haven't done that in a minute. Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels at QB and running back. Joe Mixon, Raheem Mostert, Trey Benson, Jerome Ford, Marshawn Lloyd, Kendre Miller. I like that room. Wide receiver, we got our Houston triplets here. Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and of course, Noah Brown, who's the one. He's the quadruplet, that Siamese quadruplet who got slashed off. But he's on this team too. We also have Brian Thomas Jr., Troy Franklin, Rashad Bateman for our correlation with Lamar, who's got sniped and everything else. Tez Walker, and then again, Noah Brown. Tight end, Brock Bowers, Mike Gesicki. The team works. It's a weird route to the team, but the team works. It's unique. It is unique. Maybe an old favorite. Yeah, I maybe tipped it off. I mean, thankfully, I didn't tip it off to Snipes 2323. Gotta say, though, it's easier to deal with the tilt of like somebody in the chat like trying to fuck me over a little bit. Easier to deal with it after having like weeks of clean drafts now. So I'm balanced. I'm zen. We're riding into the prime time again. And of course, Flash Play, the only show that's been here every day since the drafts opened up. I guess besides 2 days I was in Miami, which I'll make up. Let's just fucking, for the sake of marketing, guys, can I say every day? let me say every day. But I've been here every Monday to Friday besides those 2 days. And that'll continue on. He's stacking, Spags. He just didn't care to take Stroud naked. Oh, thank God. I'm sure. He's stacking it. He's stacking with my team. He's like, I'm going to correlate Spags' team, and that's how I'm going to get there. You don't need correlation with Jackson. Strong team. Thank you. I feel like that's the case for Lamar, for Hurts. Like, I'm getting a little more comfortable this year with taking those guys uncorrelated. If you can get the correlation with, you know, one of the receivers, like, great. If you get them with both, tying a lot of draft capital up in that team, which granted I did today with Houston, but I just think for the sake of uniqueness, I was willing to do that. But I agree. Like, I'm willing to take a few more QBs naked, even though for the most part, like, that's the thing you can do when you've like been drafting enough teams and you know how to work the rooms and how to manage your draft capital buckets. If you're a new like drafter, I'd say try to stack everything just to get that part of your brain. But when you've stacked everything and you've kind of seen the results that has, and trying to move around a little bit more and get ways to get creative around, that's good. So it's my justification. You are correct. I probably do need a tight end, a third tight end. Zach Ertz went, which also would have been okay. Honestly, you can make the case I should have prioritized Zach Ertz over Mike Gesicki because of the potential correlation with Jaden Daniels. Of course, again, my expectation is Caleb Williams goes to the Bears, Jaden Daniels goes to the Commanders, and then we'll see what happens. If it's Drake May to the Patriots, most likely, but could be somebody trading up for May. Vikings still live to do that. We're getting Ben Sinnott here. An old favorite back in play. I just don't trust that he would come back to me. So he'll be my tight end three. Again, Sinnott has some good outcomes. He's not tight end one, might not be tight end two. The Jatavion Sanders, bad athletics could knock him down a little bit. Ben Sinnott, though, good receiver. Definitely amongst his tight end class would qualify as pretty strong. Good athlete, not Theo Johnson good in terms of an athlete, but still earned targets at a pretty good rate. 26% target per out run rate. 0.26 EPA per target, which could be a little bit higher, admittedly. A 31% avoided tackle rate, beast after the catch. And really, 10 to 20 air yards is where he thrived. One flat EPA, 10 to 20 air yards for Ben Sinnott. So I think he's the kind of guy that in an NFL offense, if he lands in the right one, would be very good. And one of my hopes for him was that, like, you know, the Texans didn't bring back Dalton Schultz. They had Ben Sinnott. We'll see where else he can go. Going to the Bengals to compete with Gesicki might not be a bad outcome. Yeah, not seeing many people click Theo Johnson. What are thoughts there? He just didn't do enough to really justify his existence. He earned targets at a shitty rate, 21.5%, 17 routes per game, so wasn't out there for a lot of routes. A 0.34 EPA is okay. Again, like, you know, as good as Ben Sinnott. And a freak athlete, one of the best athletes ever. But if you can't earn targets, like, that's the whole thing to me. Like, guys who can earn targets, that's the skill. Like, that's the thing that's going to port over to some extent. Rashee Rice, that was the one thing last year. Where it's like, he earned targets at a really high rate. It was at SMU, and we didn't know he was speed racing all over the place. you know, like, he earned targets at a really high rate. So that was the main thing for him that I thought, you know, gave him a shot to be live despite the big jump in competition from the SMU to the NFL. But, you know, for some of these guys, it's like, you know, you have to squint your eyes, and a freak athlete's a freak athlete. But Theo Johnson not earning targets, you know, Ladd McConkey not earning targets, I think those are things that worry me. But for at least like a Ladd, you have the thing of Brock Bowers there. For Theo Johnson, it's like he's competing against fucking nobody. So you got to earn targets if you're good. But is he a freak in the sheets? I don't know. I have not seen the Theo Johnson sex tape. I don't know. Can you see, look at Jaheim Bell advanced stats? No, he was hurt some. I didn't mind Jaheim Bell. The issue for him is he's just like kind of an H-back, but he had a 0.4 EPA per target. Actually had some runs as well. 26% target per out run rate, but rounded up. So a little bit worse than Ben Sinnott there. He's okay. Like he's fine. It's just, I don't think he graded out as a good enough athlete to overcome just being kind of an H-back. All right, 268, 3 year. Ugh, could honestly take a fourth tight end, and that might not be the worst. We got Brock Bowers, though, so that's okay. Is there anything else for Lamar Hill? Justice Hill's still available. I'm taking an RB7. Just a little bit of Baltimore correlation. Why not? Justice Hill right now is still a running back on that backfield, and only one of two that's going to be healthy for week one of Keaton Mitchell coming over, recovering from his ACL. So final team is a 2783. We have Lamar, Jaden Daniels. We overcame, hopefully, the CJ Stroud sniping by that asshole in pick 12. Joe Mixon, Raheem Mostert, Trey Benson, Jerome Ford, Marshawn Lloyd, Kendre Miller, Justice Hill at running back. Wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Brian Thomas Jr., Troy Franklin, Rashad Bateman, Tez Walker, Noah Brown. So a lot of Houston correlation. And a tight end, Brock Bowers, Mike Gesicki, and Ben Sinnott. Gesicki, maybe we luck box Cincinnati, Baltimore, and that matters. So there we go. That's the team. Shout out Fantasy Dog here. Great show, Spags. Great pick. Thank you for that. Thanks for the draft. Sorry about the Stroud debacle. It's okay. We made a big play here, and I narrated it, and you guys – honestly, if you want to do that at home, I'd give it a shot. Like, well, before this big board fills, there's only 20% more entries left. So getting a unique, you know, Houston triple, if CJ Stroud's going to end up as the MVP and now he's top five in odds, make that bet a little bit. I think it's not a crazy thing to do. But there we go, guys. Appreciate all you being here. Of course, plugs, promo code SPLASH and Underdog, double your deposit up to $100. Probably promo code SPLASH on there saves you 50%. Best betting data in the world. It'll change your life, the world of betting. Get it for yourself at probably.com/subscribe. 50% off the promo code SPLASH. MLB, DFS, PGA, whatever you want to play. Stochastic's got the tools for you as well. Sims tools as well do a great job just keeping you competitive. And no matter what sport you're playing, even if you don't know what you're doing, promo code SPLASH on there will save you 15%. Shout out to all the fine folks who helped me put on the show here. Hit the join button down below if you want to do it. Our guy Thomas did it earlier. He got welcome to the family. You guys could also be welcome to the family just in time for the reading of names coming up on Friday. And of course, many perks to come as well in the future. Follow me at Chris Spags. Follow the show at Splash Play Pod, though. Actually didn't tweet it out today, so special show just for YouTube. And I'll be back tomorrow with more, so I'll see you guys then. Enjoy your days. Good luck, and go. Don't get sniped on CJ Stroud. Get the whole stack. I'm rooting for you. Bye.